Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we'll delve into the rich tapestry of supplications, sacred melodies, and poetry that have guided believers for centuries. The Book of Psalms is traditionally divided into five books, containing a diverse range of spiritual expressions, including hymns of praise, laments, wisdom literature, and psalms of thanksgiving. Here we'll be going over the compilation of writings found in the first book of Psalms. While a large portion of the Psalms that constitute its five books came from diverse writers, according to both the Jewish and Christian traditions, King David would be considered a major contributor to the first book of Psalms. Now that we've covered some basic facts, we'll move on to opening our Bibles to Psalms chapter 6. Today we'll read the full chapter. We'll be using the New Living Translation, but feel free to follow along with the translation of your choice. Let's begin in verse 1. O Lord, don't rebuke me in your anger or discipline me in your rage. Have compassion on me, Lord, for I am weak. Heal me, Lord, for my bones are in agony. I am sick at heart. How long, O Lord, until you restore me? Return, O Lord, and rescue me. Save me because of your unfailing love. For the dead do not remember you. Who can praise you from the grave? I am worn out from sobbing. All night I flood my bed with weeping, drenching it with my tears. My vision is blurred by grief. My eyes are worn out because of all my enemies. Go away, all you who do evil, for the Lord has heard my weeping. The Lord has heard my plea. The Lord will answer my prayer. May all my enemies be disgraced and terrified. May they suddenly turn back in shame. Once again, that was the sixth chapter of the Book of Psalms, which was read from the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the verses that we just went over a little more in depth. The Psalms honestly deal with the highs and lows of human experience. David was exhausted from weeping all night, which we just heard while reading today's section of scripture from verse 6. Have you ever experienced that level of sorrow? It is comforting to know that God understands. You are not expected to have a perfect life or perfect reactions to the problems in life. Just because you love Jesus doesn't mean you won't have incredibly bad days. But, and here is a major point in the Psalms, in the midst of all your emotions, you are called to cry out to God. He walks with you every step of the way. You are never alone, never forsaken. For the highs and lows of life, that is a wonderful reassurance. And now here are some thoughts to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of your day. Does it give you comfort to know that people in the Bible went through hard times? How can you cry out to Jesus when life is hard? Before ending this episode, our devotional team would like you to know that we're so grateful that you joined us. We hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there, as much as it was a blessing for us to share it with all of you. If you would like to continue with us for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections within our devotional series of the Sacred Biblical Writings, then follow to get updates for new weekly devotionals. You can find us on these platforms: Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and our website, which is covenantgrove.org/devotionals. And as well, new episodes are uploaded every Monday through Friday. And in conclusion, as you go on with the rest of your day, may you be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.